My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, let's get to NFL Zigger Zag. We'll get to the blackout news at the top of the hour. Also, a little FPI for you. Football Power Index.
Love it.
You don't like the FPI?
No, I love the FPI.
Oh, okay.
It's that time of year.
It is that time of year. Let's start. ESPN.com has this big, big write-up with all these execs and players, and they're asked all these questions, and they give choices. And so it's up. You can go find it at ESPN's football page. I believe it was Jeremy Fowler that wrote this. And one of them is, which roster would you rather take? Now, you have to consider this, right? It's a now and it's a future.
Combo.
So their question is, do you take the Lions roster or do you take the Texans roster? Most of the execs that responded picked Houston. Dirt Zigger Zag, you'd rather take the Texans roster over the Lions.
Let me just look up one thing real quick.
CJ Stroud is younger than Jared Goff.
I know. I wasn't sure how old Jared Goff was. He's 29 years old. He's going to turn 30. I didn't know exactly how old he was.
He'll have like 5, 6, 7 years left.
He might. Yeah, he might have a few more years left.
When did he get his... Did he get a new deal right?
He just got it.
Okay, so he's there three or four
more years.
I think
that was last offseason, if I'm not mistaken.
His monster extension?
4-year, $212 million deal. I think I'm going to lean with the executives here.
So you're...
I'm taking the Texans.
Okay.
CJ Stroud is so young. I think they're going to regress a little bit this year, but it doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. You drafted a defensive stud inside the top five last year as well. So a lot of young talent on that team, controllable finances. They don't have to kick in a CJ Stroud extension for another 2 years at least, and then it won't even start until 2 years after that. So they got a lot of financial flexibility. I would not gamble on the Texans being better than the Detroit Lions this season, but if you're giving me the combo platter of not only short-term but long-term next 5 to 10 years, I will take the Houston Texans as well. I zig on that.
Okay, we'll continue on. ESPN, in that same poll, recently released, where Bills quarterback Josh Allen was voted by his peers, not the execs, the peers, the most overrated quarterback in the NFL. Here's Louis Riddick when he found that out.
Yeah, I'm shocked. Look, and it's the Kansas City Chiefs of the team that said, look, when we played Josh Allen, we know, and with one swing of that arm, he can win the football game. And he almost did it against them. Mm-hmm. Just this past year, if Stephon Diggs makes the catch. And that throw, maybe the only other quarterback that can make that throw that he made to Stephon is their quarterback. Mm-hmm. So basically, they're staring at a guy who can do a lot of the same things that their quarterback can do. And the only way I can really kind of like look at this, you know, with a true, like, I would say objective perspective is this. Any quarterback that I played against who had that dual run-pass capability that I knew that no matter how deep I was as a safety on the football field, he could still put it over my head. Those are the guys who scared me to death.
So there's Louis Riddick. Zigger Zag. This is the year Allen silences those overrated rankings he continues to be put on.
I'm going to zag on this, but it's unfortunate because I think there's only one thing that he can do in order to get those labels gone, and that's win a Super Bowl. And am I picking the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl this year? No, I'm not. I think they're going to be a good team. I think they're going to be a playoff team.
So he gets to the AFC title game.
He's been to an AFC title game. He's been to an AFC title game, yeah. And he's still overrated. He's been in the playoffs every year. He's still overrated. If he loses in the Super Bowl, you know everybody's going to see. He can't win the big one.
That's, isn't it remarkable?
This is the way that it works. Lamar Jackson was just in an AFC title game. What did that do for him?
It's remarkable to watch him play because of how big and physical he can run. He's got a cannon. And I'm sitting on my couch, non-NFL football playing guy, going, damn, dude, like it must suck to have to prepare for this guy. And these guys do it, and they're still like, eh, he's not that good.
Think about this.
It's just a remark. It's crazy how different that viewpoint is.
If that team can develop a consistent running attack to not make him their number one running back, then I think that'll be the biggest thing that will make the offense easy, life easier for Josh.
So they did last year in those final six games. That's why they were like 6-1 or 5-1 in the wind down of the season.
He's had to run for over 400 yards in every year of his career. This is the fun thing to think about, though, and it's unfortunate for the other quarterbacks in the league. How many active quarterbacks right now have a Super Bowl ring?
Oh, we've asked this question. It's like three, right?
Three.
Yeah.
Rodgers, Stafford, and Aaron Rodgers.
Well, like Flacco.
Yeah. That's still a starting quarterback.
Technically, four.
That's still a starting quarterback in the NFL. Although he is in a controversy.
I picked him in my draft.
You never know. Here comes Joe Flacco. Like, everybody's going to be judged against Patrick Mahomes, and because of that, they will be overrated. And it's so stupid.
But it's not true. That's not true. Jalen Hurts doesn't ever get labeled this.
I mean, he should be labeled this.
But he's not. It's always Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I
think we do it a ton with Lamar Jackson. I think we do it a ton with Justin Herbert.
The peers seem to think it's the Herberts and the Allens that are overrated, whereas the media will pick Lamar.
Yeah, there's one guy that stands alone in the league, and everybody else is clumped together. And there's only two other guys who have a ring, and they have one between the two of them.
Final one for you. It's a little bit of a two-for-one deal here. The Denver Broncos named Bo Nix their starting quarterback last week. We discussed that. So I got a two-for-one here. Zigger Zag. Bo hits his over passing yard prop of 2,900 yards. Zigger Zag, they hit their over on 5.5 win total. Do you believe now?
Do you believe now? 2,900 yards. That's what you're telling me his over prop is?
That's his over prop.
I'm gonna zig on both of those. I think I'm zigging on both of those.
So they're winning six games or more.
I think
more,
they can win six games
for 3,000 yards or 2,900+.
So last year, just to put you, like, that's actually, I might go gamble on that. Bryce Young had a horrific rookie season on a horrible franchise who fired their head coach like halfway through the year. He threw for 2,877 yards. He was 13 or, you know, whatever, how many yards away? 113 yards away.
You got to take into account potential injuries.
You definitely do. You got to stay healthy. Desmond Ridder threw for 2,800 yards last year. That Desmond Ridder did.
These are all unders, by the way.
These are unders, but I'm just saying those. I mean, Desmond Ridder sucks, and he's not going to be in the NFL anymore. And
no,
Bryce
quite
Young
literally out of the NFL today.
Had a horrible rookie season, and he still nearly got there. And to hit 6.5, I mean, to
Five
hit six
half.
Wins yeah. on the season, they won eight games last year.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson sucks. And I'm not saying Bo Nix is even going to be better than Russell Wilson. I might go lay a prop on both of those combo platter. I'm zigging on that.
Well, I'll zig on if you win. I need $10 from the winnings. You're welcome.
I think you can get to six wins in that division. Not sure what the Chargers are going to be. I think they should be better, but still question marks there. I think the Raiders are going to be dog-ass. And I think the Broncos have a manageable schedule, so I'm gonna zig on both.
Loaded second hour of the program. There's NFL Zigger Zag. We do it every Wednesday at 6:45.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.